very good. It just kind of sting when the water hits you. Mm-hmm. And next day when we got up here, coming up out of Shreveport on into Texas, boy, that pine trees this big around blowed down, I mean. And I'm telling you, great big tall pines.
What year was that?
That was, I believe, 62. Oh. Well, it was quite some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And about, I guess it's 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe September would be 13 years, I think. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you'd been married twice. Where was your first wife from?
Houston.
She was born here?
Yeah.
How long were y'all married?
4 years and 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Did she have a high school education? Or
no.
She
was like I was.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did she do?
She's a waitress. She still is. She's 67 years old and she's still a waitress.
Does she live in this area?
No, she lives over off Telephone Road out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I talk to her occasionally. She's been sick, lately. I talk to her occasionally. We didn't quit as enemies. We just had differences. We couldn't get along, so we just got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she got divorced because back in the 30s, the early 30s and 20s and all back there, you had to have all kinds of, about the only thing that a man could get a divorce from his wife for was adultery and stuff like that, you know. Well, wife had to be pretty drastic. You couldn't go up and just say, well, I want to get a divorce like that. We're just incompatible or we can't get along. You had to have some grounds for divorce. And my respect for women has always been highest, although two different women caused me no end of heartache and trouble, not to the ones I married. It caused the death of two of my family, my father and my brother both. But I still have all respect. I respect a woman of ill fame, what we used to call them, which would be a prostitute today. Because after all, she's a woman. And I don't know why she went done that or turned to that. I don't know. Circumstances may have done it. I don't know what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, like I say, I'm still one of the old timers that'll open the car door for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten the habit of it, and that's something you very seldom see now, is a man opening the door for a lady, because the reason for that is because the main reason for that is because women have been liberated, which makes them equal with a man, and the men have lost respect for women.
You think that's...
They just don't... Not only does it do that, in other words, it's taken the backbone out of lots of males. That's one reason why males wear long hair.